wave of nostalgia sweeps around. 1st of April, 2007. This is Reverend's Emulator for Unnews. Tehran UNN Desk, British Embassy site of planned hostage takeover. Approaching the 30th anniversary of the taking of the American Embassy in Tehran, the Iranian people today began extending invitations to the residents of the British Embassy compound to come and join them for an anticipated forced stay of a year or more as guests of the government. Invitations, wrapped about rocks, were delivered today by a mob of 200 students who were hungry for the good old days enjoyed by their parents some 28 years ago when they invited the U.S. Embassy personnel to an extended stay vacation, complete with blindfolds, ritualistic head shavings, and propaganda messages videotaped, quote, to give reassurances to the American devil that their spawn was being well cared for, unquote. British Embassy liaison Mildred Duckworth, a native of Snavely-on-Tyne, said, quote, our embassy guards are on strict orders not to fire on students. Hands-on lessons in history are important tools for helping students grasp the world and peoples around them and to make it theirs, and to make it and them theirs, unquote. Okay. In a totally unrelated move, London odds makers are figuring out what the probability is of the embassy will be seized, how many hostages will be taken, and how many days said hostages will be held. Mahmoud Abdanimijibid Uli El-Madad, Iran's version of Napoleon, is rumored to have placed a large sum of money on the 30 days or so bet, which offers odds of 3 to 1. Mr. Darren O'Shea, a London oddsmaker, says, quote, had he given us a more exact date, the odds would have certainly dropped to even, unquote. Duckworth summed up her briefing by stating that, quote, Anna Russell said it best when she said, deep down inside all of us, there is a certain stagnant something. For this exercise, the British Embassy personnel are ready to dig down deep, find themselves stagnant, and think about the good of the British Empire, unquote. Reminds me of when the Queen said, I close my eyes and think of England. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Unnews, closing his eyes and thinking of England.